crows did seem to be interested in me lately. I didn't like that, but it did make sense from a viewpoint other than my own. I was very close to Croaker. Soulcatcher would want to keep an eye on me, too. The old saw applied. Forewarned was forearmed. I needed to catch up on events since last I'd had time to spend with Smoke. I should have been surveying the front instead of checking up on Goblin. Croaker didn't want to know about Goblin. Whatever the little shit was doing, it was so secret nobody was supposed to know. The string on my wrist allowed me to approach One-Eye's wagon without becoming disoriented or distracted, just as it had done in the maze of the palace. The crows following me, though, began to get confused while we were still a quarter mile away. They lost me. I wondered if that was all good. That sort of thing was sure to arouse Soulcatcher's curiosity, if she had time free from her other schemes. I wondered if Smoke's attitude towards Soulcatcher would be different out here, if I could get him to stalk her now that he was away from the palace. Always, while we were there, his soul stubbornly refused to play along whenever I tried to spy on Lady's mad sister. I climbed into the wagon and made myself comfortable. It looked as though One-Eye had been doing a little ghost walking of his own. Food and water were available in large quantities. I have to eat and drink a lot when I go out a lot. Ghost walking sucks the fluid and energy out of you fast. I can see the trap there. The world Smoke walks is so comforting, you could easily forget that you have to come back to eat. You could end up just like Smoke. After a long drink and a sugar bun, I laid down on the smelly mat and closed my eyes, reached out and took hold of Smoke's soul. He seemed vaguely troubled. Usually he's blandly empty. I could find no proximate cause for his discomfort. Maybe One-Eye wasn't taking care of his physical needs well enough. I had best check, after I ran my circuit. I went out and watched the Taglian brush fire crackle through feeble Shadowlander defenses. The Southerners were still groggy from the earthquake. Many places their collapse was so swift it had no chance to become a rout. Confused reports began to reach Mogaba at Charandraprash. He relayed them to Long Shadow. The Shadow Master remained convinced that we couldn't manage a major winter offensive, that this was just another of Croaker's clever attempts to direct attention away from what he was really doing. Long Shadow was getting his reports without help from Howler. The misshapen, tortured little sorcerer seemed to be on vacation. I couldn't find him. Narayan Singh and the Daughter of Night were holed up in a strangler tagalong encampment near Mogaba's main force at Charandraprash. I'm not sure why, but the child caught my interest. I began to roam back and forth in time, studying her. I grew troubled. I'd found something the old man needed to know. His daughter had some way of scrying distant events, though not as intimately as Smoke did. So far, nobody, not even Singh, was listening to her, but they would when Narayan realized that all her vague oracles hit their marks. She seemed to go into a trance each time. I wanted to study that more closely, but Smoke rebelled. And this time, I'm not sure I blamed him. That child had an aura about her that made you shudder and think of tombs and things best left buried even out there in the emotionless space that Smoke walked. Lady was